Hi, boys and girls. Welcome to the Epileprechaun Show. This week, our special guest is a delightful young man who can make balloon animals using nothing but his...
Somebody put a spoon in his mouth!
This next sketch is brought to you by the makers of Plavinex. Ask your doctor if Plavinex is right for you.
May cause desiccation of the eyes or chestnut blight.
Inside out by saying Frère Jacques. You look absolutely ridiculous. You look ridiculous.
Oh?
Have you even started going yet?
I
That's sad. You're a sad man. Can't take a piss next to another man. Your powers are weak.
May the force be
with you. Yeah.
U.S. government, this is George Bush.
ask me how I can save you money using one of our privatized social security accounts.
It's me.
Who's me? At 3 a.m? Let me guess. Jeff Gannon.
This is Dick.
Dick?
Yes, Dick. Laura called me. She said you're off the wagon again.
What wagon? What are you talking about? I don't even own a wagon. Anymore.
That's an expression. It means you're drinking alcohol again.
Drinking? Please. Do I sound like I'm wearing my slurs?
What was that? Did you just fall down?
No, that was the TV. I was watching Fear Factor. Someone fainted while eating some old cheese.
Cheese?
Very old cheese. Where are you calling from, anyway?
Undisclosed location.
And who is that? Usher? They play Usher at your undisclosed location now? And who are all those people hooting and hollering?
Forget about it. Now, please welcome to the stage the lovely Candy Melon. I'm giving a talk about oil price stabilization in post-war Iraq.
At 3 a.m?
Yes.
In an undisclosed location?
Yes.
Okay, just watch your ticker on those lap dances.
I will. Now, George, do me a favor and admit to me that you've been drinking. Remember AA. Remember the fifth step?
Bomb the world into submission?
No. Admit to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs.
First of all, you're none of those things. And second, you know I gave up drink when I found the Lord. When the blessed hand of the Savior touched me, I was reborn and thirsted not for drink or drugs. Get behind me, Satan. It's Sunday morning in my soul. I think I'm going to throw up. Ah, shit, all over my chaps.
You what?
Never mind. Oh, it's no use. I confess, I've been drinking ever since we invaded Iraq. What a fucking mistake that was, Dick. What a belly flop.
That's right, George. Let it out. Dick's here.
Oh, what a world. I feel dirty, Dick. Dirty. I need to wash my hands. Just like Plaster Paris.
Do you mean Pontius Pilate?
Maybe. Oh, Dick, I can't believe you didn't notice my drinking until now. There were so many times I thought I would get caught. Remember the debates when that bulge was coming out of the back of my jacket?
Yes.
That was a flask of Hennessy.
Oh, my.
Tell me about it. And I've been hiding beers everywhere. There's a sixer hidden in the press room podium, in the bathroom of Air Force One, in Ron Silver's beard. What am I gonna do? You gotta help me, Dick.
Hold the phone. How much? 20? Do I have to sit on my hands like the last time, or does the 20 include touching? Fine.
Who was that?
Hamid Karzai. Anyway, why don't I fly back to D.C. and we can talk it out? I think you just need a shoulder, George. Laura doesn't understand. I understand the pressures you're under. We can talk about it. It'll be all right.
Thank you so much, Dick. Thank you. People say you're belligerent and crazy. What do they know?
It puts the lotion in the basket.
I used to smoke. I used to drink. I used to smoke, drink. And that's the hoochie coo. I used to smoke and drink. Smoke and drink. And that's the hoochie coo. Oh, yeah. But now I'm standing on this corner praying for me and you. That's why I'm saved. I'm saved. People, let me tell you about a kingdom come, you know I'm saved. I'm saved. I cannot preach unto you. Deaf and dumb, I'm in that soul saving army. Beating on that bigger bass drum. Oh, yeah. I used to cuss. I used to cuss and fuss, cuss and fuss and boogie all night long. But now I'm standing on this corner, I know right or from or wrong. That's why I'm saved. I'm saved. People, let me tell you about a kingdom come, you know I'm saved. I'm saved. I can't preach until you're deaf and dumb. I'm in that soul saving army. Cheat, step on people's feet. I used to lie and cheat, and step on people's feet. Oh yeah, but now I'm stepping on the glory. Salvation is my beat. Oh
say, I love my ear eyeball.
This next sketch is brought to you by Barnes & Noble, who remind you to pick up the hottest new titles, including The Thomas Kincaid Code, The Secrets of the Foucault Reading Club Sisters, and Ann Coulter's May You Be Torn Apart by Eagles.
You're watching PBS. This week on PBS, Pornography, a 10-part series by acclaimed director Ken Burns. Tonight on Pornography...
The year was 1984. America was coked up and optimistic. Ties were thin, and bank accounts were fatter than America's newest star, Nell Carter. A young, brash, and charismatic senator from Minnesota named Walter Mondale stunned the world by running for president and getting his ass handed to him in 49 states. A band called Wang Chung reminded us to have fun tonight. Porn star Naughty Nancy died, and porn star Jenna Jameson was born. But something was changing in the world of pornography, a change that many thought positive, but that many purists derided as the end of an art form.
Ginger Lynn recently altered her figure by receiving something called breast implantation. After countless viewings of her latest talking picture, I have to say that the operation was a dismal failure. Ginger's bosoms are now so lopsided, I've started referring to them as Fat Man and Little Boy. Mark Twain, Harper's Weekly.
We interrupt this moderately funny bit to take you to the White House, where President Bush will be holding a moderately funny press conference.
Good afternoon. Today, I am withdrawing my nomination of John Bolton for U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. I would like to put forward a new nominee. This wrecking ball. The Wrecking Ball has a distinguished record of public service and a gift for subtle negotiation. I believe that this Wrecking Ball will be a catalyst for change in the UN, regardless of whether you define the UN as an international governing body, or as a flimsy building, or as a group of helpless humans who are no match for a swinging 3-ton ball of steel. Now, does anybody have any questions for the Wrecking Ball? Any questions about anything else?
Mr. President, I have a question. Can you name the two anachronisms in that last bit?
Well, I don't know much about spiders.
Mr. President, another question. What are your thoughts on Iran claiming to have yellow cake?
My first thought is that you just made me very hungry.
I cannot stay here too long before my machine friends will become nervous and do something rash. Machine friends, something rash.
What's your name, scumbag?
Starting now, the Channel 5 Baby in a Dumpster News at 10, with the entire Baby in a Dumpster News team. Writ large, Virginia Dentata, and Stone Priapism, with the AccuBaby in a Dumpster weather. Now, here's Writ.
Good evening.
A tragic story developing in Queens tonight. A baby found in a dumpster just underneath the Brooklyn-Queens Expressway. Randy Felcher is in Queens tonight with more on that story. Randy?
Thanks, Rit. A baby was found in a dumpster just 3 blocks from here. Back to you, Rit.
Thanks, Randy. Tragic story, don't you think?
Tragic indeed. Also tonight, another tragic story, this time in Brooklyn. A baby has been found in a dumpster just underneath the Brooklyn-Queens Expressway. Randy Felcher is in Brooklyn with more on that story. Randy?
Thanks, Virginia. A baby was found in a dumpster just 1 block from here. Now, the baby was found unharmed, but moments later, an 18-wheeler lost control and careened off the BQE and onto the dumpster as the child was being removed. Back to you, Virginia.
Just awful. In a related story, an 18-wheeler careened off the BQE tonight, landing on a baby in a dumpster. Randy Felcher is in Brooklyn tonight with more on that story. Randy?
That's what I just reported on, Virginia. Back to you.
Just awful. It's stories like that that just make it hard to be in this line of work.
Awful indeed. And finally tonight, a baby not found in a dumpster got quite a surprise today out at the stadium. A foul ball landed in his diapers.
What?
That's right. The baby's father was changing his diaper in the stands when a Derek Jeter foul ball went flying out of play and landed directly in the child's yet-to-be-fastened diaper. After the game, Derek Jeter came out and signed the ball for the family, joking that it wasn't the first time he had been in the pants of an underage fan.
Adorable. It's stories like that that make this job so great.
Sadly, there's more. The baby, the father, Derek Jeter, and the autographed ball were all found in a dumpster behind the stadium.
Just tragic.
Tragic indeed. That's the Baby in a Dumpster news for Wednesday, April 15th. Good night.
Well, that's the show for now. Take care, boys and girls. And remember, if life gets you down, the bills are piling up, your job is unpleasant, the one you love has walked away, and you're plagued with grand mal seizures that strike every 30 seconds or so, do what the epileprechaun does and blame the Jews.